Okay, so I'm here for the final
1:22 on the clock. Hey, maybe we'll score here.
Oh, God.
Pick six.
No.
Tackled, thankfully.
Interception by number 29, Trey Williams for Northwestern.
Good hustle.
Tackle by
time.
Cam Thomas for the Illini.
I love it. So.
His first and 10 for Northwestern at the Illinois 13-yard line.
About that season. So, yeah. Oh, what was my prediction? What'd I have, 38-9? No, 37-9? 42-7? I will never have a season. They're running plays. Oh, that's so Fitzy. So Fitzy's trying to score. if he I want Pat Fitzgerald to show the world who he is by throwing for the end zone right now. Please do it.
3-yard gain on the play.
Please do it. Come on. Okay, so make sure to come. That's never happened before, so I think it cut off. I don't even know if this is still recording. Oh, Fitzy, come on, throw it. Oh, he's not going to run another play. Dang it. Oh. So wanted him to show himself to the world.
Tackle made by Dawson DeGroote.
So. Yeah. So it's basically, so the bottom three teams in Power 5 conferences, Kansas is at the bottom. And then I think it's awesome then Baylor. Baylor beat Kansas. Well, Baylor did lose to Texas, San Antonio, and to Liberty. So because we beat Ball State, I'm putting us above Baylor. Unless Baylor, who they, oh, they had TCU. No, okay. So, yeah. So, third worst. I mean, what can you say? Like, you know, Pat Fitzgerald, a human being, or should I say it? I do not respect. Just owns me. Just like bad guy in the teen movie steals my girl and there's no happy ending and I go home alone and the really, you know, and everybody like thinks he's a good guy and like, you know, they never end a movie like that, but oh, there's the hat, the mall hat has made its appearance, they're dancing around with it, now they're gonna go over to their crowd. They're chanting hat, 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 hat. And there they go. Over to the southeast corner of the stadium, as we have seen 100,000 times. Celebrating on our field, completely and totally owning us. The school that had the worst athletic department in all of the country for 80 years completely and totally owns us. I have nothing I can say. Like, there were some people in the press box with like 51 Fitzgerald jerseys. Like, it's kind of a cult, right? Like, Northwestern football is kind of a cult, you know, like, I don't know who they were, maybe boosters that had a... I don't know why they were up there. Probably Northwestern media members, but, you know, it's just kind of weird to see jerseys in the press box. Like, you don't know... You'll see opposing people. Like, you'll see shirts and stuff. You just won't see jerseys. So all these people in these 51 Fitzgerald jerseys, it's like, good Lord. Like, just kind of... I don't know. Northwestern has always given off that vibe. And, you know, is it my bitterness? Sure. Like, you know, whatever. Oh, there's that weird guy. They're that guy who's their like hype man or whatever. He's like running around
fans,
the field
thank you
right
for
now.
Attending today's game. The
final
score,
Illinois 7. So weird, right? They're weird. Just even the Northwestern fans will tell you, okay, we're kind of weird. Like, we're kind of, like, everybody hails the coach a little too much. Everybody buys in a little too hard. They have hype men. It's just weird. You know, and I've talked to former players. Like, you know, they'll tell you, like, don't kid yourself. There was a reason Jonathan Brown went with the knee. You know. They are not a nice group of choir boys teams. They are the present yourself as choir boys and then, you know, oops, did my hand happen to smack you when the ref wasn't looking kind of thing. But again, what can you do? When you are presented with that, you have to beat that. And when you don't beat that, they win and they own you. And they own us. And they own me. Gabe Megginson, go get your boy Blake Hance. He's been a little too happy on our field right now. Okay, now the hype guy is holding up this like plaque, and every player is touching it, and they come off. They have a plaque they touch when they come off the field. They're just weird, right? They're so weird. He's like a weird cult leader, like, so strange. Like, I stand here in this very spot, and I watch teams run off victorious. But they don't, they never, like, look like this. Like, I've watched press conferences, but it's not like when Fitzy's down there. It's just weird. Oh, God, I want to know what this thing is. This guy's holding it up over his head like it's Simba or something, and all the players are touching it when they come off. God, they're so weird. God, why do we have to get owned by weird people? Ugh, so creepy. Ugh, and now there's some two kids. Oh, please let those be Fitzy's kids. Running around in Fitzy jerseys on the field. Oh, please, please let that be so. Oh, please, please, please tell me that's his son. Oh, throwing touchdown. Oh, yeah. This is weird. Oh, he started running through the band. Oh, please let it be his son. It's just so weird. Okay, I gotta get over this, like, right? I'm a bitter man. Oh, we are owned. So, let's do this. I wrote my 6-month thing, right? What, September, October, November of this year? And then September, October, November of last year. If things are on track, this is what they'll look like. September, look at your schedule. Who are these guys? There's a lot of confusion on the field. Nobody knows who to throw it to. September was a little better than that. October, there's a Big Ten team on the field, but it's not us. I think it was a little better than that. Like, hung with Minnesota, tied with 4 minutes to go. Really hung with Wisconsin. You're in games at least. A little better than I thought October would be. November was supposed to be squint and you can see where this thing is going. I'm squinting. I'm not seeing. Like, yes, there were injuries. Yes, I get it. We were down to our walk-on quarterback at Ohio State. I understand all of that. But like, if I squint, I don't see nothing. I don't see anything. I just have to hope. You know, I liked, you know, that first drive today, you saw what this offense is supposed to look like. A running quarterback keys the whole thing. But then after that drive, Northwestern, I had my halftime conversation with Martin O'Donnell. He put it well. Like, you know, we were talking about how Northwestern is, you know, basically, they're going to rush three and drop one as a spy, so the quarterback's not going to be able to run. And on running downs, they're just charging the... I dare you to throw. Like, we are going to tell you right now, you're not going to throw to beat us. So we're going to have, like, two safeties and a corner just charge the line of scrimmage on the snap. Like,
guys are wide open. Like, there was one play, Ricky Smalling was 30 yards clear of anybody. There's another play where Lewis Dorsey was 20 yards clear of anyone. They just weren't even covering some guys. They were just saying, look, we get it. You're not, you can't pass, and you're not going to pass. So we're just going to run everybody to the line of scrimmage and stop the run, stop the QB reads, and the end. And it's smart. It's well played. Like, we caught them off guard for one series. They adjusted, said, okay, fine, throw and beat us. And we couldn't throw. The end. So, you know, thus endeth, let's see, I've got to compare it to 97 and 05. '97 was worse. 05 had that Rutgers win. That was a bowl Rutgers team. Like, our best win was 6-6. That's the band seniors for the photo. Just, I'd like to, for the public record, I have no problem with them cheering and celebrating and taking a photo of their final game. This is not Dancing with Indiana band stuff. This is, I'm totally cool with all this. But 97 is still the worst. 97 is still the worst. About a, you know, probably the other youngest team next to this one. Whitman was a freshman. He knows, like, what that was like. Some of those games weren't even close to the fit. Would we end up losing 20 in a row at one point, like, total losses? We've lost 10 in a row now. 05, like, Penn State was the worst we've ever seen. 56-3 at halftime. Like, this was more competitive than that, you know. So, in that sense, this is just fighting with those years. I miss the late 70s, so I don't have any comps to, like, the 1-8-1 season. And what was it, Moeller's third year went up 1-8-1 or something like that. So I don't really have a way to compare to those things. But if you just go by the last 35 years, worst three seasons are probably... 97 was the worst. I'd say this was second, and 05 was a little bit better because of the Rutgers win. No, this is the youngest of the three. This is the smallest roster of the three. You know, we most injuries of the three. You know, we can qualify that if we have to. But this is that level kind of stuff, which means, you know, my six-month thing, September of 2018 is supposed to be, now this is what a team looks like when it goes through a non-conference slate. And then October is going to be, are we sure this is going somewhere? Because we're still struggling against Big Ten competition. And then next November is supposed to be, okay, finally, this is what this is going to look like going forward. I now have serious doubts of all of that. You know, I'm still 5 years. I'm still, and it doesn't change. You get 5 years to overhaul everything, change from the ground up. That's what they're doing, playing all these freshmen. I'm fine with all that. But as far as being on track, I don't see how we can say we're on track. I said 3-9 season, went 2-10, so we're off track. You know, winless in the Big Ten, that's off track. I mean, I wish we played Maryland. They're probably as bad as us right now. But yeah, this is rough, man. Watching these weird people all come tap this sign out of some, like, strange, like, I don't know, like, gosh, I hope it has, like, just, like, Fitzgerald's name on it, and everybody's just like, I bow down to Almighty Pat. It's like, it's just weird, right? Nobody else does this kind of stuff. Well, I bet PJ Fleck will. I bet he'll do, like, weird stuff, like have a guy hold a sign in the air when players go up to it. But, like, it's just weird to suck so much and have to lose to guys who are so strange and have them own us. Like, it's like all the nerds took the cheerleaders to prom. That's a horrible. I'm gonna want to delete that as soon as I said it. But it's just, they're just weird. I wish people could, like, be around it, or, like,
the Soldier Field game 2 years ago, like, be around the players and the coach when he's giving his, and like what all the SID people are like, oh, hail Fitzy, and like, it's just so weird. It's just really odd vibe of like, this is like, do they all drink the same thing and recite like stuff? It just feels creepy. Anyway, but regardless, they own us. I am Fitzy's doggy, and he can walk me around the block because he completely owns my team. Go Liner.